Welcome to the Rose and Dagger Podcast,
a podcast about writing fan fiction.
I'm Lauren, Kings of Everything on Tumblr and AO3.
And I'm Nick, Lewin Has AF on Tumblr, and Yes is a World on AO3.
Episode 52, talking about podfics.
Woohoo!
I don't know anything about them other than listening to them.
Okay, well, we have two...
Yeah, I was going to say, we have a couple of asks about them.
I'm ready. I have them pulled up.
Look at you go!
Hi, would you be interested in doing an episode about recording podfics? They seem to be getting more popular in the fandom, and it would be interesting to hear about the process. And then we got another one. You can tell by the timing for this one. It's been a while since we've answered it. Hi, congrats on nearly 50 episodes. Uh-huh. Can you do an episode on how to make / listen to podfics? So I will say that I have recorded some of my fics and done podfics for them. So I have some experience with it, but it has been a few years. I will also preface this by saying that we are now on season 4 of this podcast, which means we've been doing it for 4 years. And I have not looked into any new technology in this 4 years. So, yes, let's talk about this, but also take everything with lots of grains of salt.
Yes. Sprinkle some salt on there.
Yes. And maybe you could go, like, ask the podfic pals, too. They've got a whole situation going on.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, so if we are not helpful, you could go seek out some other sources.
I give a thumbs up. I don't know anything about podfics except listening to them, which is one of the questions, was how to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just click through the links that people have and listen that way. Like, there are older podfics where you have to... like, I think, download the audio. So if you're listening to them, and some of them are, you know, if it's from, you know, years ago, then you may have to, like, there's like an option to either download it or listen on there. I should have opened like an old podfic. I'm trying to think of who was it that did all of those.
Yeah, there was someone years ago who did a bunch of that.
Look at me remembering stuff.
Yeah. Ladybug?
Okay. No. So, like, somebody did Wild and Unruly in 2020. I didn't even know. It says abandoned work, unfinished and discontinued. They got through 5 chapters and stopped.
That's about right.
Okay, so I'm going to open one from 2016, and it has a streaming within the fic, I mean, within the AO3 file, so mm-hmm. You can just push play, or you can download it. They have an MP3 file through Dropbox or Mediafire, or an M4B file through Dropbox or Mediafire. So, like, before podcasts, I think, really took off, there weren't as many options for recording. But now you have, like, a lot more options.
Yeah.
And they're always changing. Like, we use Anchor, and Spotify bought Anchor.
Yes.
So now... yes. It's all part of one company.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start at the beginning of podfics. If you are thinking about reading somebody else's fic, you need to ask their permission. Do you need to ask their permission?
I think you do because it is it's not like,
yeah,
it'd be like somebody doing a translation. They're not allowed to do that without your permission.
Yeah, I feel like legally probably you're fine with it, but like culturally, just ask. Most people I'm sure would be like, hell yeah, that's cool. But that way you're not like stepping on someone's toes if they don't want their fic read aloud.
Yeah.
So yes, definitely just ask permission would be like.
Oh yeah, I mean, even if it's 100% legal, I would still ask just because that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. So once you've done it, if you've never done them before, my suggestion would be start off small. You would be surprised how long it takes to do it. And you don't want to bite off more than you can chew in the beginning.
Yeah. I would suggest something short and also not explicit.
Yes.
Because that is going to, unless you're a very special person, I feel like reading explicit smut is going to be a lot more difficult when you start reading it out loud.
Yeah.
You're going to like start laughing, you know, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I just think it would be easier. Plus, I think there may be a difference as far as fic reading as to where you can upload.
Yes, that's my very vague notes. We're going to post it on the explicit fix and come back to that.
Okay.
When we talk about posting it. And then I would suggest reading it out loud to yourself a few times so you can get used to the cadence of the story, the saying the sentences out loud, the words you know you're going to trip over, just sort of like getting used to the rhythm of the whole thing.
Yeah. And maybe even just record it and then listen to it back. Like listen to the way that you sound, because I know not from recording myself, but just from like public speaking and stuff like that, a lot of people, I personally tend to speak faster.
Yes.
Then you realize you're speaking, and when you're recording something like that, you want to be like even, not like you want your tone to be even, but you don't want to rush through sentences and things like that.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree. Like slowing down is so key, because you are, the first time you read it, especially, you're going to be reading it too fast. And when you do that also, when you're reading fast, you can like skip over words and stuff, but you really need to like make sure you hit everything.
And pause at commas.
Exactly.
Follow the rules of punctuation.
Yeah. Like reading in your brain is different than reading out loud, which feels obvious, but like isn't always.
If you don't read out loud often, then you don't really understand. Like you wouldn't really know that.
Yeah.
I hate reading out loud. It's like, I just hate doing it. It bothers my throat.
Yes.
Like I can do public speaking and that doesn't bother me from all of my years of waitressing and bartending. I can do that. But like reading out loud for some reason, I really hate it. It's like my least favorite part of homeschooling.
Yeah. Reading out loud, like a bedtime story to someone, my throat's like dry by the end.
What is that?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's what it is.
So when I was recording, I'd have to have like a big thing of water next to me to like continually keep things like.
Or like some lemon tea or something.
Yeah.
Something warm.
Exactly. All of this, sorry, I feel like this is like all the like bad stuff. Podfics are great. And I wish there were more podfics. And I'm super excited that this person is interested.
Yes.
In doing
it. I hope it's two people. I hope it's not the same person sending another ask because they didn't answer it in time. because I love podfics. Like, and there are really, like, we use, can you use Anchor?
Yes.
Okay. Because, like, editing is what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
When you're reading, when we record, we go off topic, we mess up, things happen, one of us sneezes, you know, whatever. And it can all be edited out. So like, you can go, you know, you can accidentally say Lewis instead of Louis. Like just now I had to clear my throat. And you can go, oh my God, ha ha. And then you can like edit that out later. Like just maybe start at the top of the sentence, but, and start again, but don't be afraid of messing up.
So for recording it, you have some options. Like Lauren just said, you can open Anchor. You can get an account at Anchor. It used to be anchor.fm. It's now owned by Spotify. So it's some crazy website now. But they have a thing where you can record it within the
within the app.
Like within the app. Yeah. You can add sound effects. You can add
also still anchor.fm.
Okay, great.
It just takes you to a different website, which is podcasters.spotify.com/gateway.
Cool. Some people, if you're going to do it like professionally, would get a microphone that has a wind. It's called like a windscreen, but it's also like a spit screen to keep you from being too wet with your sounds.
Well, it like records the sounds and not all the stuff that goes along with it.
Exactly. Also, it is, I would highly recommend that you read somewhere that is a closed space. Lauren records in her closet. It is a big closet, but it is a closet, and that like closets are always the recommended place to record because of also disclaimer.
The acoustics. Yeah. That's all it is.
Exactly. I was going to say disclaimer. I thought I wanted to be an editor for a long time and know film stuff, and therefore I know how to edit audio, not greatly, but at least like the bare minimum. So like jumping in was, I think, like less scary for me because I was like, oh, I can edit the audio and it will be fine. Yeah. Is it perfect? No. Is it professional quality? No, but we're just out here having fun. So it's fine.
Yes. This is just fun for us.
Yes. And the same would be saying, like the same would be true of your Podfix. But to help yourself out, to make it sound better, you want to be in like a small enclosed space that like the acoustics aren't going to be jumping all over the place. If you have dogs, you don't want them like barking in your ear while you're recording for obvious reasons. So you want to get the cleanest audio you can while you're reading. Do you need a microphone? No. I bought a microphone for this and I have stopped using it. It
was singing noise.
Yeah, because I think it was like not screwed in enough. And instead of figuring that out, I just said screw it. So meh, it's fine. Okay, so once you have recorded it, then you can either, again, go straight into Anchor and do it, which I don't know how to do, so I can't walk you through it, but it's got to be somewhat simple. Because
the editing on there.
Yeah, it looks like it should be based on like the buttons.
I mean, they set up the whole thing to be easy to use. It's user friendly. Yeah,
exactly. So I use a free program called Audacity, AUDACITY. And you basically like import your audio and then you can edit it from there. I can trim off our tangents. When I was doing the Podfix, so when I would mess up, I would like clap, I would make some loud noise, I would do something when like I knew, so that I could have like a visual to like when I needed to recut things in different places.
Oh, that's smart.
And I would always restart again at the beginning of a sentence so that it was like a smoother transition. Yeah. Because it can be hard to edit like mid-word or between two words, because like you could end up sounding like this and then it could, you know.
Yeah,
like,
you might as well just read the sentence from the start again anyway, because you're gonna feel better about reading it that way.
Exactly. And sometimes I wouldn't because I would feel lazy when I was reading. And then that always bit me in the ass because then editing was a giant pain. So just take the time to do it correctly when you're recording because it will be so much better in the end.
And you don't want to be mad at yourself when you're editing.
Yeah, exactly. Jumping back a little bit. Another thing about like picking a smaller fic too, or a shorter fic, is that reading it, you will find that when you read in your head, you can read a lot faster than you do out loud. Therefore, a 5K fic may be like a half an hour or something to read. I'm totally throwing out numbers, but it's like a lot. For me, who's a fast reader, a small fic becomes like exponentially large.
Oh, yeah. When you're having to read it out loud. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is something to keep in mind of like also why you want to start small is because you're like, oh, a 5,000 word fic, that's so small, I'll just bang this out. But it's actually like a whole thing that then you've got to record it, then you have to import it, you have to edit it. And like all of that like adds just to the time. So again, until you get like more used to it, another reason why you should start small. So, oh, there's also, okay, so we have for sure talked in our, and you don't have to do this, but we've talked before about free images, stock images, mm-hmm. making sure that you're using like royalty-free images when you're making
fic posts.
Fic posts, thank you. There's something about fic being three letters, like consonant, vowel, consonant. And pod being the same thing, but now like they are just in my head at the same time. Right. So if you're going to use stock images, there is also stock audio.
Oh, yeah. That's where we have our introduction for our podcast. Yeah, is stock
that audio. Makes at least one listener want to do the Charleston every time it starts. You could just search for like stock sounds, stock theme songs.
Pixabay, this one of the websites that we use for images, also has audio.
Yeah. And I think that maybe in Anchor, they also just have stock audio that you can just choose from.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
But obviously, you don't want to like rip something off of YouTube that it's like an artist who's not getting paid. Like, don't do that.
Yeah. Well, and also, you don't want your stuff to be taken down.
Yes. Exactly.
That goes back to monetizing your podfic. You probably shouldn't do that.
Okay, so once you've recorded it, you've edited it, it's all good, and you are ready to post it somewhere. If you have been doing all of this in Anchor, they make it supremely easy. You just hit post, and it goes up on Spotify.
That's very easy.
Bada bing, bada boom, you are done. That being said, it is now posted on Spotify, which has standards.
That was just somebody being an asshole, though, because you hadn't uploaded anything explicit, I don't think. Had you?
I had.
Oh, okay.
My bad. And then it was flagged and it was taken down. So you may not be able to post explicit fics.
Or even mature.
Yes.
That would walk the line.
Yeah. Although, like, I did listen to a podcast called My Father Wrote a Porno, and that was obviously, like, pretty explicit. So I'm not really sure what the rules are. I would just be aware that it's potential that it would be pulled down somewhere if you're doing an explicit.
So yeah. Save that audio file somewhere else.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, like, the other one had, what was it, Mediafire and Dropbox links. Yeah. And there's a way to have it, you know, within your listen to it from AO3. So
yeah, it was Anchor. It was Anchor before it was bought by Spotify. Anchor pulled it down, but I'm sure it still would have been the same.
Well, it might not be. That's what I'm saying. It's like Spotify may have different regulations about that stuff. Where would we find that?
I have no idea. Anyway, like with all technology these days, not everybody wants to host explicit materials. So my stuff is currently up on SoundCloud. I have like a free account, which is part of why I've stopped doing it, because I think if I wanted anything else, I'd have to start paying. So then I was like, ugh, I'm fine with this.
I'm paying for that.
Exactly. But doing a Dropbox or a Mediafire thing could be great. Could be other options. Also, yeah, maybe Spotify does not care. They're a Swedish company. Maybe they're like, woohoo, bring on. Maybe it just needs to be marked as explicit, because that is an option when you upload your stuff, at least via Anchor.
Here's the only thing I can find about sexually explicit. It says, content that contains sexually explicit material includes, but may not be limited to, pornography or visual depictions of genitalia or nudity presented for the purpose of sexual gratification. Advocating or glorifying sexual themes related to rape, incest, or bestiality.
Is not allowed?
Is not allowed.
Yeah, so like reading porn would not be allowed.
So you can just fade to black.
But again, if you are explicitly not reading an explicit, the explicit parts of a fic, you would need to get that permission from that author.
Yeah, because you're changing their fic. Yeah. But I think that if you're going to, if I were going to be recording a pod fic and it was explicit, I just wouldn't put it on Spotify. I would put it someplace else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would just have the, like a Dropbox or something like that. And you can just listen to it that way. Or I would look into, I wish it said like what the, how this person streaming, but you have to have HTML5.
What platform are you reading from?
I'm just on AO3, and it's like you open the fic and it's like right there, like you can just stream it right there.
Right.
So there's got to be an AO3 tutorial for podficking.
Yes.
And so when we post this, we will include a link. We'll find that.
So like if it's hosted somewhere else, like SoundCloud, for example, since that's the one I know, they will give you like an embed link. So I have a different AO3 fic for the podfic than I do from the fic itself. And I can embed the link so you can listen directly into that AO3 page, which I found on one of those AO3 tutorial pages on like how to put that in. And then I did put like a link to the SoundCloud where you can then download it if you'd rather do that than listen to it directly through AO3. But there is a way to do that.
Yeah, you just embed the link from, but yeah, we'll include some links. On like podficking tutorials, like how to actually put them onto your AO3.
Right. And then when you post it on AO3, there is a section of AO3 called like, this is a something of another fic. This is a remix. This is a, you're pulling it up. I can see it. You're going to come up with the correct.
I am. So when you go to post a new work.
Yes.
You have your tags, then your preface, which is the title, your associations, which is where you find the little checkbox that says this work is a remix, a translation, a podfic, or was inspired by another work, and you click that.
Yes. When you click that, a little box will open up, and that is where you put the link to the original AO3 fic in that box.
Yep.
That way, those two are linked so that people who open up the podfic can easily go find the original fic if they want to read it. The people who open up the original fic can see, oh, look, there is a podfic. Maybe I want to listen to it instead. But that's a way to...
Podfics are so great for when you're driving by yourself.
Yeah. So please do that, both as a, like... That's the correct way to do things in AO3. That's the correct way to like credit the original author, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's great for everybody. Community, hooray.
Yay. I hope this person like, the thing about podfics too, is it's like such a great feeling when someone wants to, when someone makes a podfic of something that you've written. It's like, such a wonderful gift to give an author. Like, When the Podfic Pals did one of my fics, I was just like so thrilled.
Yeah.
About it. And I know they did one of yours too. It's the same thing. It's like, oh my God.
Exactly.
I liked myself enough to read it out loud. That's crazy.
Yeah. And part of it is like, also from my end, like knowing how much work goes into it. Like if the Podfic Pals have been doing this for a while now, are still continuing and still choosing like one of my fics, then it's like, oh my God, that's so much work. I can't believe you would like do that to one of mine. Like that's so flattering. Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. I don't have anything else to say.
I was going to say what, we were already done talking about explicit. Should we say anything more about like money? Like, I don't know. Cause I know that when you have a podcast or whatever, you can choose to have ads.
Yes.
I would say that you need to choose to not have ads with your Podfic account because there are some lines being crossed there. Your author may not want that. I wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
Again, it's AO3. You're not supposed to make money off of fics and stuff like that. So.
Yeah.
Is that it? Are we done?
I think that's it. Do you know of anybody besides Podfic Pals?
Yes.
Who are currently and actively recording?
I don't know if she's still recording because it's been a while and now I can't find her.
If you're just looking for more to listen to, particularly older ones, I'm pretty sure they're all tagged in AO3 as Podfic. So if you like search for like One Direction and then search for Podfic as a tag, there will be a trove of them that come up.
Fanfic Fanatic.
There we go.
So in our fandom, there are two current codficking blogs
that we know of. There could be more that we...
Yeah, there could be more, but... You know, I think, in fact, I know that there are some people on Twitter who record podfics.
Okay.
But I never see their posts on Tumblr. And they've done some of the longer fics. Like, I'm pretty sure somebody did Tired Sea.
Oh, wow.
Which I would hope that they asked Marie for permission.
Yeah.
Yes, we have Fanfic Fanatic Podcast is one of the URLs, and we have Podfic-Pals is the other one. But then also, they're all tagged Podfic or something. Click through to a Podfic on AO3. And then there's a tag for Podfics, and then you can sort by fandom, and there's going to be, you know, a lot more. Like, there were a couple people who used to do them back in the day of our fandom, and so you'll find some of the older fics have been done.
Yep.
I'm gonna check. I'm just curious. There are 63 works tagged Podfic, and with Louis and Harry as the main pairing, or as a pairing, and that's just how I look. So there's probably more for other pairings, maybe. Yeah,
there's a great Louis Zane one.
Maybe. I'm gonna look under.
Listen to that one.
I'm gonna. Your boxing one, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I'm gonna look under. I'll search under fandoms instead.
Like whenever I look at my stats, it's always my like very last one, and I'm like, womp womp.
It's because people. Okay, there are 146 One Direction podfics on AO3, or tagged podfic and tagged One Direction. People are so weird about non-explicit fics sometimes. And like, this is a whole different thing. Obviously, we don't have to include this, but it's like, why, you know, why does it have to be explicit? Like, I get that, I get liking explicit fics, yes, because I like explicit fics, but to just not read something because it's not explicit is bizarre to me.
Yep.
Because it's still a story.
Yeah.
And like, I
don't know. Yep, I'm with you.
You know what's one of my fics that's not explicit that gets more hits than I would have thought is the very first butthole fic. Misconnection, the one that takes that when the Louis asshole winks at him, at Harry. Because it's there's like it's tagged no smut.
Yeah.
Imagine it happening afterwards is the tag. But people will still read that one. Whereas I have other fics that are tag no smut that people just don't read. Whatever.
The tag no smut? That's interesting.
Yeah, well, you know, I over tag everything anyway. You know that. But I do, you know. I mean, I feel like with a fic like that, there's like gratuitous description of asshole in there. But there's no smut, so like, how do you rate that, you know? So I just tagged it, you know, no smut. I think I did that one time. I went back through and just tagged all my no smut fics with no smut. I want to say Anitra was doing a wreck. It was like, it's kind of hard to find, like, she was just going by, like, what fics were rated and stuff. I don't know. I've done some weird tagging things in the past where I just like go through and like tag things. Thank you for listening. This has been episode 52 talking about podfics.
Thank you. Bye. I'm Nick. Lewin has AF on Tumblr and Yes is a World on AO3.
I'm Lauren, Kings of Everything on Tumblr and AO3.
And thank you for listening to the Rose and Dagger podcast.
A podcast about writing fan fiction.